Last time on Danger Town. After a harrowing vision of the future, our heroes return to Ravenwood to report to Aldra Lightfoot on what they found at Red Mountain.
You all barge into the governess's office. What was happening at Red Mountain?
I walk up and I take the small shield off of my back. This is from Queen Ruby.
Queen Ruby?
Like I said, we have a lot to discuss.
The Empire assassinated him.
Why did you...
Everyone looks at you. What do you mean the Empire murdered him? What happened?
Since Valentine already started spewing everything, let's let him tell it.
Demacus employed a rather powerful and smoldering sorcerer to go in and institute a large-scale mind control over the population, which is why you stopped getting shipments, and then continue production but under direct command of the Empire, cutting out the middleman between the supplies and them. The dwarves, so that they could get direct access to the resources of Red Mountain without dealing with those pesky, you know, trade, negotiation, taxes, human rights, you know how it goes.
Well, this is a very serious matter, and Aldra's just rapidly flicking through her little notepad. We need time to figure this out. Come back in a few days, and we'll have this thing figured out.
Hey, why don't we go back to the Tipsy Troll, have a few drinks, and knock out?
Sounds like a good plan to me.
All right, let's get trashed. After hearty celebrations, our heroes slumber. But soon, Mika is awoken by a familiar face.
Mika.
What the fuck?
You look up and you see Bria standing over you. I actually need a favor from you. I owe some people a lot of money.
Oh.
And I need...
Really?
No, I promise you're gonna like it.
Is it a fight club?
Yes, it is a fight club.
Oh, I'm all about this. No, I don't want to do this, but I'm all about this.
I need you to win a fight against a Goliath named Nim. If I bet on you and you beat him, I'll win a lot of money. And then I can pay back the people that I owe.
Wait. Okay, I will fight the fighty fight, this fucker Nim. I'll fight him and win you the money, but then you have to quit.
Well, I might be able to do that, but...
No, that's my condition.
Sure. Yeah. I'll totally do that.
Will Bria give up her life of crime? Will Mika be able to fight the Goliath? Find out. Right now. Welcome to Danger Town.
No, that's my condition.
Okay. Well... You see, I need you to bring your friends, because...
Why?
You can't beat him.
Okay, I'm the best...
It's not a judgment of you. It's just... He's a Goliath. That's why he's beaten everybody. He's 9 feet tall, and he's killed 4 out of the last 5 people that
well,
he's killed.
I have the highest HP in the whole party, so we all got things going on.
I'm a party of squishies.
I'd like to bring up one, that I'm not squishy. Tough as fuck.
Look, I just think you should bring your friends just in case, okay?
But how does...
You would fight them, and then your friends would, I don't have a better way to say this, cheat.
You really are in some deep shit.
Look,
first of all,
it happens to all of us.
I just told you, I'm with a bunch of squares. You really think they're going to be okay cheating?
So, what can I do to make it worth your while?
Okay, this is going to sound weird, like we're all on shrooms together, but... We had this experience as a collective
entity. That sounds
entity,
worse.
And
that sounds
you
worse.
A hippie now?
So I need you to help us find this floating tower. Do you know anything about that?
Floating tower.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
You do? So my two conditions.
Do you know him?
Wait. Him. It's a him? It's not an inanimate object?
Well, no, it's a place, but never mind. Okay, I will take you to the floating tower if you win this fight for me.
Okay, but you gotta, like, okay, so tower, check. You quit this bad criminal business after
yeah,
I
of course.
Win this
I can,
fight?
I can totally do that. Yes, absolutely.
You're not lying.
Give me an insight check.
She has her tail crossed behind her back.
14.
She might be telling the truth. Maybe.
Motherfucker. Get you a job at fucking Brahm's fucking bar if I have to. But you have to quit. Oh, when is the fight? Where is the fight?
See, that's why I came up here right now, because I need you to come with me.
Is it right now?
It's like right now.
Really? You couldn't even like give me a chance to like make a list of the weapons I want to bring? Really?
Well, you're not allowed to have weapons in the fight.
Oh, that's right. All I need is my fist, because I'm badass. Okay, that's fine. So, I'll go wake everyone up, and then you'll lead us to the fucking, you know, fight club.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, I'll meet you downstairs in the back alley, like good old times. In the dark, creepy alley.
All right, are you waking everybody up?
Yeah, but I want to talk with them, so I wanted Bria to get the fuck out.
Okay, so you gather the troops.
So, guys, are you less drunk? Are you less drunk? Be less drunk. Be less drunk.
Oh my god.
Be less drunk. So, you know how we saw that vid? We had that like collective experience.
Yeah, dude, we were all there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know how I. So, you know. Really? Let me finish.
Everyone's still a little drunk.
Yeah, I know Val's fucked up. That makes sense. So, just talked with Bria.
Yeah.
And she can take us to the floating tower, which is a place, not a human, and there might be a human people, person thing that we'll meet there if we beat Nim, this Goliath, at the fight club. I mean, by if we, I mean me, and by me, I mean you guys cheat. So.
I'm definitely still asleep.
Wait,
back to my bed.
Wait.
We're going right now, so wait, PJs wait. Off
Listen,
and your
Mika.
Leathers on. We're
Mika.
Going to a fight club. What?
Mika, let me get this straight. You're waking us up to go fight a Goliath so that your friend can take us to the floating tower.
Yes, and quit her life of crime, but yeah.
I'm very conflicted here. You want me to cheat, but somebody's going to quit a life of crime if I cheat. I'm going back to bed.
No!
I got one question.
All right, I'm in.
What? What, Swanson? What's your question?
I got one question.
What?
How big is the Goliath?
9 feet.
All right.
Twice my height.
Yep. I thought Swanson was going to ask,
okay,
is she hot?
We've been in a fight club before. We fit-fighted. We
that was not a fight club.
Minotaurs.
That
I mean, it's all about your perspective.
Arena.
Shut up, Val. You're drunk. So,
wait a minute.
You're tall.
Rax feels like no obligation to help other than wanting to help Mika, but aside from that, no need.
You don't want to help my friend quit their life of crime?
All right, hold up.
Don't ask in that voice.
Look, Trax, you want to sit it out? Go for it. I totally get it. Me? I'm doing it. Let's fucking roll. I'm
Yay,
ready.
I have
Swanson!
One request.
What?
Wake up Orwell.
Who's
and
Orwell?
Have him make all the coffee.
Oliver?
All Orwell? Who the fuck
that
is
thing.
Orwell?
Val, who the fuck is Orwell?
Guy that can make all the coffee.
Oliver
the coffee.
Okay, shut up.
I'm only gonna go because I worry about all of you, and somebody's
Oliver,
gonna have to
Oliver.
Carry me so I can snap, so I can nap on the way. Maybe
so
snack
I can
too.
Snap.
So I can snack and nap on the way.
Gotta snap,
God.
You know what? We can arrange that.
Okay, fine. I'm gonna go get my bow and stuff.
I think I just signed my own.
And then Trax just runs into a wall.
Trax hit a fucking wall. I'm gonna pick Trax up.
We're gonna fast forward a bit because I figure that there's quite a bit more stumbling and quite a few like minor arguments about things that don't matter and or didn't happen. And then you all drink coffee, and then like this energy high kicks in.
The dog in mine.
Everyone, yeah, we all have sunglasses on, and we're holding coffee.
You're all wearing the rainbow sunglasses. Check
yeah.
out our Instagram. Yeah, everyone puts on their rainbow sunglasses, and
Wait, can I say one thing?
Yeah.
All right, right as we're rolling out, I just want to sip my coffee with my rainbow sunglasses, and I'll say, all right, Guardians, let's roll out.
He's going really hard on the Guardians thing. I'm just, like, napping with the glasses on, and somebody's just weekending at Bernie's me until we get there.
I have tracks under one arm, wearing the sunglasses.
Bria leads the four of you down out of the rise and down the stairway towards the town square.
Hey, where the hell is this place we're going?
And Bria grins and she says, under the wedding chapel. Where else?
Oh, the wedding chapel. What's up?
That's so perfect.
Am I missing something?
Bria leads you behind the little wedding gazebo that's set up over by the waterfall. You guys actually walked through there when you were first checking out Ravenwood.
Yeah, that's something for the last time. We definitely did that in, like, episode 3. Mika asked about it. Be good for the last time.
And she takes you through this little trap door behind the wedding gazebo, and she leads you down a long spiral staircase. And as you descend, the musty smell of sweat and blood fills your nostrils. The stairway leads down to a small cave that takes you to a room filled with people shouting and cheering. In the center of the room, there's a wide pit in which a half-orc and a human are currently fighting.
Well, well, well. If this this is a hell of a sight.
So you're gonna win me back my money now, huh?
I mean...
Look, all you have to do is say that you want to fight Nim. That's it. And she sort of disappears into the crowd.
All right.
Love your friend.
Hey, Mika. Mika, are you sure about this?
Okay, I look around for the guy who's collecting all the money.
You see Bria talking to him and hand him a stack of money.
Wait a minute.
Wait a second.
She's betting on you.
Or against me.
Or both.
Oh, motherfucker.
I'll bet on you. And I will bet all of my gold on Mika.
How much gold do you have?
Did you actually just...
210?
Oh, no!
All right. So the guy taking money and handing out tickets and stuff, he's this very, very jovial-looking fella with a very long red beard that's actually somewhat similar to yours, but more robust.
Hey.
And he's got more face for it to be on. And he says, I don't recognize you. Why would I let you bet?
So that's literally the reason you're here.
Want to fight Nim.
Newcomers can only bet 10 gold.
I've got 20 other friends that asked me to make bets for them.
Yeah, we don't do that here.
Wait, why can't he use persuasion? Come on, that's dope.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and use persuasion.
Looking out for you, Noah.
20.
Ooh, yes! Doofus. I hate your persuasion. All right, fine. You're fighting Nim anyway, so you're throwing your gold away.
Thanks, and Tommy and Steve and Janice and Billy and Ed and...
Yeah, Marjorie. I don't need all their names. You're convincing enough. Look, I know what's going on. I'll take your gold, and since you're new, I'll give you 3-1 odds.
It's a pretty low odds for a fight that you are very confident you're going to lose.
As I said, you're a newcomer. Just letting you bet this much.
Let's do 5-1.
I told you 3-1, and if you want to mess around, I can set these fighters on you.
Coming on to me?
Oh my god. You're so
awkward. Hey, Val, how about take a step back, why don't you?
How dark is it in here?
It is dimly lit.
Is there anywhere that's like pitch black?
The corners of the room would be black, or would be dark.
Interesting. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
The middle of this room is lit up by a bunch of torches around the edge of the pit. They also appear to be there to stop people from trying to climb out. because they're like pointed towards the edge.
I have a quick question about the architecture.
Yes.
What kind of roof slash ceiling are we dealing with here?
Natural cave. The only opening would be the way that you came in, as far as you can tell.
I mean, as far as like handholds.
I mean, it's natural rock, so a skilled climber could probably find a way up.
All right.
So the big fellow with the big red beard said, "All right. So where's your fighter then?"
I pointed Mika with my thumb.
I grin.
For the sake of specificity.
Ha. We're gonna keep it at 3-1, but. Oh, I could go so much higher. All right. Well, hey, you. What's your name? Look at Mika.
Mika.
All right, Mika. These two look like they're just about done. And the half-orc, like, is on top of the human, and the human's face is just blood at this point. And a couple of like attendant fellows, they take out these like really long these long spears that have like hooks on the end, and they grab the dude by his shirt and like lift him out and just sort of drag him off into another room.
Delightful.
Austin, if I'm standing at the very edge of the like cage, mm-hmm. and Mika was like on the inside, would I be able to touch her from the outside?
There's nowhere within the pit that would fit anybody.
Yeah,
the pit's pretty visible.
I'm trying to ask you if like I'm able to touch anyone on the inside while I'm on the outside of the pit.
No. Damn it. No, it goes down probably about 6 feet.
Okay.
So like the half orc just like kind of climbs out on his own because he's pretty tall.
Yeah.
But the beat up dude they had to drag out.
Copy.
Cool.
Okay, let's get out.
So we fighting or what?
Yeah. I kind of take Mika aside, and I give her, like, a pep talk. I'm like, all right, straighten up, Rob. I'm like, I give some very inspirational fighting tips, and I give her a point of bardic inspiration.
No holds barred.
Thanks.
No one holds the bard.
I walk up to Mika. Mika, listen. If ever there was a time for you to murder the shit out of somebody with your fists, now is that time. All right?
Okay.
I want you to bring me a bone.
Which one?
Dealer's choice.
Yes!
I just walk up to her and just like kind of hug Mika and then just like walk away.
So you hop down into the pit and you're about 6 feet, right?
I am six foot.
You're 6 foot. All right.
Wait, the pit's only 6 feet deep and she's 6 feet tall?
Yeah, it's meant for people to be able to climb in and out of. It's just meant to contain them.
So I can touch her while she's in there.
Well, not without people, like, seeing.
Yeah.
Alright, so Mika, you hop down into the pit. And you're standing there for a second, and you look down, and, like, the dirt looks all bloody, and it's you feel right at home down in there.
I write a smiley face in the dirt.
You write, you, with your foot, draw a smiley face in the bloody dirt.
Perfect.
And you hear above you,
"Noom, noom, 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 noom,"
as the crowd cheers.
I like to imagine crowd.
It's just one dude.
And
it's like everyone's silent. It's just one dude who's like, "Yeah."
And a Goliath steps down into the pit, and he stands, his torso and his head pop up like 3 feet above the top of this pit.
Yeah, I know. He's 9 feet. I'm 6 feet. I can do math.
He clutches his two hands into fists and he looks at you. And the fellow with the red beard says, "And fight!" Go ahead and roll initiative for me.
Let's get fucked up! 21.
And he got an 11, so you'll be going first.
And I got an 8.
Get rolled. Oh,
24.
Stop. 24. Why? Just why?
24.
Oh, shit.
So, 23 initiative.
24.
So, Swanson, you're actually going to have the chance to go before anyone else.
Okay, so my plan here is I'm going to try to recede into the shadows climb up onto the ceiling, and throw the poison dagger I have at his head.
No one will notice a dagger in his head.
Well, what the fuck else you want me to do here?
Yeah, speaking as the voice of maybe not your conscience. Yeah, reason. There we go. You definitely know that a poison dagger would be easily detected by everyone, and they would know that there was cheating.
I don't know. I stand there and spit at his head.
So, Swanson, you just sort of, like, spit at his head, and that seems to be acceptable behavior here, so people don't really care. Trax, you're up.
Okay, I'm gonna... Oh, no, wait. Okay, so I'm gonna sit on, like, the edge of the pit with, like, maybe just, like, my feet hanging in and pretending, like, I'm just, like, a patron that's just there to watch the... Watch the shit go down, because the guy didn't see me with them, so he doesn't know that I'm with them. But yeah, I'm just gonna make it look like I'm really, really into like the fight and watching for this turn.
Okay. I don't think that feet in is something that
I'm
would be.
Sitting on the edge of the pit.
Yeah. Like a kid at a rodeo.
Thanks, Mika.
You're just gonna sit there and that's kind of it, or are you using some kind of skill for this?
Now I'm doing that, but I will be doing something next turn.
Let's do a deception check.
Alright, I can do that.
You got good charisma, you should be okay here.
I guess. 20!
Yeah, there you go.
It's all right. Tickly Roll Tuesday!
You're having a grand old time. And no one's the wiser. Mika, you get the first punch here.
I go into a barbarian rage.
All right.
And then I'm gonna do reckless attack, and my spectral warriors come out, and so the first creature I hit on my attack becomes its target, and it's gonna be that fucking bitch Nim. So, Dr. Driz is in the house. That sounded cooler in my head.
Go ahead and roll for your attack.
I rolled a 6!
Okay, so you go into a barbarian rage, and you're just so ready to just kick Nim's ass, and you take a swing, and you just miss wildly, and you hit the side of the pit. All right, so Nim stands over you, and he reels back for a punch, and that's going to be... That's a 23 to hit.
Fuck.
And he is going to deal 4 damage to you. All right, Valentine, it's your turn.
I assume this is a rowdy, shouty crowd. It's not like they're sitting there quiet, respectfully.
Oh, yeah. They're in a circle shouting, screaming, cheering, and jeering, and all that.
So I shout down, "Is that best you got, you tall, bald fool? I've seen infants punch harder than that." And I cast Vicious Mockery.
Excellent. What's the save for that, 13?
14.
14.
Increase my charisma.
Well, he rolled a 2, so he is mocked.
And he takes 2 points of psychic damage and has disadvantage on his next attack.
3 and disadvantage. Okay, cool. All right, Swanson, it is your turn.
All right. I'm still trying to figure out what to do, but the best way I can think to help is I am going to try to get the crowd to boo the giant guy.
How are you planning on doing that?
I'm just going to start, like, spreading rumors about him in the crowd. I don't know.
Rumors like what? I need to hear.
So I might like walk up to a guy and be like, "Hey, you hear about this giant guy? I heard.
He's like the guy right there. Yeah, I've heard.
I heard he's been taking steroids, illegal steroids.
Steroids, man.
Okay. Roll a persuasion check.
It's I rolled a 7.
Shit. Okay, so you run around talking shit about this guy, and people are just looking at you, and they're like, "We're busy cheering here."
Excuse me, I'm trying to cheer right now. Thank you.
All right, I just edge closer to the pit then.
All right. Okay, cool. Trex.
Okay. I'm gonna try to use minor illusion to just make it look like there's another Mika, but like so close to the original Mika that it just kind of throws him off a little bit, but not enough so that anyone notices anything weird's going on. You know when you kind of get double vision, kind of like that.
Like consistently, or like little flashes, or because yeah, if like it's consistent, it would be pretty obvious to.
No,
the crowd.
It would be like flashes, like here and there, like kind of just throwing him off every time he's like kind of about to go toward Mika. So it would just like kind of just enough to like throw his aim off.
Okay, I'm trying to think of how to make that tangible. Roll an Arcana check for me.
Oh, okay. I got an 18, surprisingly.
Okay, I think Mika, you can temporarily. Is it a concentration spell?
Let me check. No, it's a cantrip, so I don't really know what that means.
Duration of 1 minute.
Yeah, so less than a minute.
Is it stationary, or are you...
No, so as she moves, it, like, moves.
It's like Fight Club, like the flashes in Fight Club.
Okay, so you're using flashes of images of Mika to try and, like, juke him out as he's attacking.
Yeah.
Mika, you can add a temporary +1 to your AC.
Okay,
Mika, it's your turn.
I'm still in a rage, I take it, and I'm still gonna try and hit this fucker in his dumb face.
I get the feeling that if we keep this fight going at the current pace, it's gonna take forever, because you both have a solid amount of hit points. So I think we're actually gonna do 3 attacks per turn. So during your turn, you're gonna have the chance to make 3 attacks.
Okay, all about this. Thanks, God. Okay, I'm excited. So I'm gonna hit him in his dumb face. I rolled a fucking 20.
All right.
Get fucked up.
Yeah.
So, okay, I rolled 20. I want to punch him in his face. Really hard. Like, all right. Cave his nose in.
Yes, you punch him in the face. Roll 2 more times.
So I rolled 28 and 15.
For each successful punch, you're going to deal 1 damage, +3 for your strength modifier, +2 for your rage. So with a 20, an 8, and a 15, only the 20 is going to hit, so you're going to deal a total of 6 damage. So Nim's going to take his 3 attacks. The Vicious Mockery cancels out the advantage you would get from Mika's Reckless Attack. So he's going to take his 3 attacks, drop one of my dice. Only one of them is going to hit. He's only going to deal 2 damage to Mika.
You cut it in half?
Yeah, that's cut in half, because he only does 4 damage. He's not a barbarian. He's not raging. Valentine, it's your move.
So Mika's taking a total of 6 damage then?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, so I'm going to cast a Healing Word on her. And Mika heals for 7.
Oh.
Nice.
And then I'm also going to continue to viciously mock him.
All right, and let's see. He rolled a 3, so again, he fails.
Takes another 2 damage and disadvantage.
He looks up at you, and he seems to be visibly bothered by you. He's picking you out of the crowd.
That was terrible. What the fuck?
We'll be blowing a raspberry. Should I retake that?
It's like we can't even call this an ASMR podcast anymore. Swanson, what are you doing?
Good question. Since my last 2 plans have failed,
you could also just kick your feet up and drink a beer.
I could do that, but I'm trying to be helpful. So I go around the edge of the pit and I casually drop a couple of ball bearings behind the giant.
All right, give me a stealth roll.
Sleight of hand.
Yeah, you could do sleight of hand.
I rolled a 7.
You wanna, do you have any inspiration to spend on that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
So you probably don't want them to catch you cheating.
That's fair. Alright, so, sleight of hand again.
Yeah, if you wanna, use your inspiration on that.
16.
Yeah, that's a little bit better. Alright, you managed to slide a handful of ball bearings in there. What's the effect of those?
I see what you did there. That was a good pun.
Ha 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 ha. Well, the idea is I dropped him behind the giant, so hopefully it'll make him slip. Or make him, make his footing uneasy or something. I don't know.
Does that have the actual effect of caltrops, or...?
No, caltrops stop you from moving. Ball bearings make you fall. It's a DC 10 dexterity saving throw when you enter, and if you fail, you fall prone.
Got it. Okay. My guess is he won't be backing off, but we'll see.
Unless someone shoves him.
That's true, Mickey. Do
if
have
I punch him hard enough...
Alright, let's keep this thing moving. Trex.
I kind of don't have a lot that I can do...
You can sit out. You can sit out rounds for this. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, other than like disguising myself or putting up a fog cloud, there's nothing I could do that would actually help.
Maybe if you disguise the Goliath as Mika, he'll punch himself.
This spell is literally called disguise self.
Oh wait, what if you did throw a fog cloud? We jumped in and like each punched him once and then jumped out.
No one will suspect a thing.
Yeah, but they wouldn't know it's us.
Alright, Mika, you're up.
Okay, I will roll 3d20s.
Don't forget you have Bardic Inspiration.
Okay, I rolled a 9, 22, and 10, and a d6, which is the one that looks like normal dice. 1.
Alright, so with your Bardic Inspiration, you just add 1 to the 10?
Yeah.
Okay, so that one's still not gonna hit. Alright, so with the 22, you definitely hit, and you deal another 6 damage. And this fella's looking a little bloodied.
Fuck him up!
Nim turns back to you, and he's going to take his attacks. Because you didn't reckless attack that time, he's going to take all of his attacks at disadvantage. Which means the first one, he got a 14 and 11, so that's just the 11 that's not going to hit. He rolled, he got a nat 20, but then he also got an 11, and he has to, or a 12, and he has to take the 12. And then 14 and a 21. Does a 14 hit your armor class?
Nope.
Perfect. Okay, so he takes 3 swings. Val, it's your attack.
All right, so I will first shout out some words of support to Mika. About how awesome she is.
Thank
and how
you.
She's got this and give Thanks. Her another Bardic Inspiration.
That means a lot, because I don't know how to play D&D, but I can punch people eventually.
That's a pull quote right there.
That is a pull quote.
Austin, let me know if this worked. If I were to cast Heat Metal on his armor, how would that give us away?
I like what you're thinking.
I think that it would.
Okay.
I doubt that, yeah, because if he's, like, sizzling and stuff, like, he would complain about that, yeah.
Can I make, a medicine check to, like, ballpark his hit points?
Sure.
Okay. My medicine is 1. So, it's an 18.
Well, you've seen Mika do probably 16 points of damage, and he's bloodied at this point.
Okay. I am going to delay my action to cast Sleep the moment she punches him next.
Wait, what?
Excellent. All right, Swanson, you're up.
Yeah, I hawk a big fat loogie in the giant's face.
Tell us about the beer you ordered, Swanson. Like to
know about that. No, he hacked a loogie. He's classy as fuck. Trax, you're up.
I'm gonna prepare an action for the next time Mika walks past me that she's gonna brush my leg. I'm gonna heal her.
Okay. Mika, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to roll 3d20s. Because I can do that. And I'm not using Reckless Attack. I'm still raging, right, though, right?
Yes.
1, 2, 3. Do any of those hit? 16, 16, 9?
The 16 and the 16 do.
That's what I thought. So I want to...
Well, before you use anything else, Val, do you want to wait for the second blow to hit?
Yeah, I'll do it on the second blow, I guess.
Okay, so first blow is going to hit, and that's going to deal 6 damage. And the second blow is going to hit, and go ahead and roll your dice for sleep. See how many hit points you got.
It is... Woo! 25.
Mika takes her first swing and hits him right in the sternum. You can definitely hear an audible crackle.
Yes.
For your second swing, you jump up and swing right for his face. And you get him right in the nose. You can hear another audible crack. Valentine, you wave your hand in a magical way.
I try to make it look like I'm doing like the wave, though.
Yeah. You start doing the wave, but you're the only person.
Oh.
But... The Goliath, Nim, falls and hits the floor.
I yell really loudly, "This how we do!"
The crowd starts yelling, and the bearded man, you can tell he's extremely upset. Bria runs over to the bearded man and collects her money, and he's like visibly upset, and he like doesn't want to give it to her, but she manages to get it from him. And Val, you're gonna go over and try and get your money too, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
my 4-1 odds.
Go ahead and make a persuasion check. Just to get your money. Go ahead and make a persuasion check.
Oh, because he's angry.
Hot damn!
That is a 27 to get my 4-1 odds.
There you go.
Oh.
Toit.
Shit. That's right. You did say 4-1. all right, here you go. And he gives you 840 gold.
Thank you very much.
Does that get split among the party? Or
it does not.
Oh!
But I am a generous man.
You are?
Yeah, I help my friends out. But...
All right, so Bria runs over to you and says, "We got to get out of here, quick." And she leads you back up the staircase, and you can tell that people inside her are getting rowdy about the fact that Nim got beaten. Bria leads you up to the surface, and you can tell that she is definitely weighed down by gold.
On my way out, I did cast Fog Cloud.
All right, you cast Fog Cloud in the middle of it, and I say, "Hey, bring back that barbarian!"
Uh-oh.
Wait, what? As in, like, cheering, or like...
Everybody hustle. Run.
Hustle!
Bria leads you over to the market district takes you kind of behind some of the stalls and behind some of the buildings into the little back alley. And she says, "Thank you so much. I just made just enough to pay off my debts."
What kind of odds did you get?
I got 6-1.
Mm-hmm. Are you gonna guide us to the fucking floating tower with... some mystery thing.
Like said you would.
That's right. Yes. Okay.
Wait. Anne, are you going to quit your goddamn life of crime?
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
That's important.
I want to investigate?
Yeah.
She's lying.
Insight.
I'm trying. It started with an I. 6.
She's totally going to quit.
I want to use my inspiration to draw again.
I got a 20 insight.
She's not gonna do it.
Yeah, ah!
Well, Nika, you don't know that, though.
Yeah, I haven't said anything, but I know she's not.
I've just said I want to use my inspiration to roll another insight. This is important.
Then do it. Then just do it.
13.
She's totally gonna do it.
That's so funny. Mika's super convinced, and I'm just, like, looking at Bria like she's a son of a bitch.
Just get us to that floating castle, would you?
Yeah, floating castle.
Bria leads the four of you down a little alley, and She takes you up to a small, sort of dingy-looking shop, and she points at the sign. And the sign has a picture of a little tower, and the little tower is sitting on an island, and that island appears to be, like, kind of floating. There's not any water or anything in the drawing.
So it's not, like, a hidden fortress or anything? Like, couldn't the weird voice have just been like, hey, guys, here's the street address.
You're going to want to go in there.
I feel like everyone just wants to be fucking vague around
here. I feel pretty damn gypped, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
You're gonna wanna go in there.
No shit.
We're gonna wanna go in there? Why don't you go in there first? We'll follow you.
Well, I mean... And she walks over to the door and she knocks. Come on. Come on.
It's like 3 a.m.
And you hear...
I'm coming, hold on.
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
And the door opens, and you recognize Hummel, the enchanter. He says, Bria, what are you doing here?
I have a delivery to make.
Oh, well, where is it? And she sort of like nods towards you guys. Oh, you four, I recognize you.
Hi, Grandpa.
How are you doing?
You know, I can't answer that question right now.
Well, all right, that's very cryptic, but whatever. I've never tried it with people before.
Yeah. Oh, hold on now.
And
where the fuck is this going?
And Bria is like, well, that's what makes it fun. And then she...
Hold on now.
She she looks at you, Mika, and kind of gives you a wink.
No!
And then she runs off.
Fucking!
Hold on now.
You four, why don't you come inside?
All right, everybody, up the stairs. Quicker we do this, quicker I can go to sleep.
Hummel leads you inside, and he, this is clearly the enchanted items shop that he has. So you were out, like, last time you saw him was at his little workshop. Where he builds and enchants things, but this is actually like the store, and so you walk through kind of like a standard, you know, storefront with a couple of featured magic items and things like that, but he takes you to a back room, and in the back room there's, you know, a couple of cabinets that seem like stuffed to the brim with magic items and things, and then there's a large chest sitting in the corner of the room, and he walks over to it and he says, well, you know, I've never sent a person through here, but I guess it's, you know, should be safe.
Through where?
He opens the chest, and the chest is filled to the brim with a black, oily liquid.
Ew!
It has those sort of oily rainbows kind of moving through it. And it seems to be, like, moving of its own volition. It's not because he opened it.
This is even worse than what I assumed it was.
I just pick up Samuel and take one step backwards.
I thought you were going to drop him in.
No.
Oh my gosh.
So, I mean, it's pretty simple. You just jump in.
I start stretching. All right, let's get this over with.
Hold on now.
How did we even get here?
I jump in. I jump straight in.
Fine. Nope,
So, Swanson, you step into the liquid and you go straight down. And Swanson is just gone. Oh, well, that seemed to go well, I think.
Follow Swanson.
All right, Mika hops in.
Yep. I plug my nose and take a deep breath.
All right, Trax.
I just look at Hummel and I'm like, if anything fucking weird happens... After this, I'm coming back for you.
I'm pretty sure it'll be weird, but I don't think it will be bad.
I just, maybe. Like, walk backwards, staring at him unblinking, and then jump into the chest.
Are you leaving Samuel Barkson behind?
No, I'm holding him in my arms.
All right. And as Trax and Samuel Barkson disappear into the oily liquid, that's where we're going to cut it for today.
Thanks for listening to episode 11 of Danger Town. We would like to thank Jared Newman for the use of our theme song. To hear more of his music, check him out on SoundCloud under soundcloud.com/JaredNewmanSound. I cannot stress this enough. If you forget the sound part in that URL, it's just going to be some rapper kid. As always, thank you to Thrag the Orc for the use of our sick-ass art, which you can find on our website, DangerTownPodcast.com. Connect with us on social media at Dangertown Podcast. Leave us a review on iTunes with your favorite parts of the show and your social security number. And remember, an unconscious person counts as difficult terrain. Bye!